Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome again, and thank you for sticking with me for the past 4 weeks. We're in part four, where we are wrapping our series, The Art of Letting Go, How to Deal with Internal Conflicts. Our core scripture is Leviticus 19, verse 18, which says, "Never get revenge, never hold a grudge against any of your people. Instead, love your neighbor as yourself. I am the Lord." So last week we looked on comparing holding on versus letting go. We went through a list of five. Letting go makes you wise, help you make the most of your opportunity. Your life will win the respect of those outside the church. You won't depend on anyone for what you need, and you will also be guided by God. Holding on, you complain about others, behave immoral, become distracted by sin. You'll be condemned, and you're guided by sinful desires. This week, we're putting the cap on everything. We're now looking on the impact of holding on versus the impact of forgiveness. That's where we want to end the series this week, and then we want to cap it off and stuff. So let's look on the impact of holding a grudge. When you hold on, the impact on your thoughts is that you'll always be in conflict. Because you're looking to seek revenge, your thought pattern will be selfish because you want to take revenge on the person that did this evil thing to you. You will always have evil thoughts about the person or the organization. You'll become deceptive, slanderous, and hypocrisy, according to Colossians 3 verse 8, 1 Peter 2 verse 1, Galatians 5 verse 20, and Ephesians 4 verse 31. Paul says, "Get rid of your anger, hot temper, hatred, cursing, obscene language, and all similar sins. Don't lie to each other. You've gotten rid of the person you used to be and the life you used to live. And you become a new person. This new person is continually renewed in knowledge to be like its creator." Colossians 3, reading from verse 8 to 10. So the impact on your emotions when you hold a grudge is jealousy. You'll be bitter. You will hate the person, and you'll be angry. And your behavior pattern now is that loud quarreling. You'll be hot-tempered. You'll be cursing. There'll always be rivalry, drug use, idolatry, and obscene language. So Paul, in the scripture that we read earlier, is giving us a recommendation in terms of showing that when you hold on, it limits your ability to be continually be renewed by these situations, to become like your creator by learning new ways of how to respond to these situations so that you can recover not only faster, but be stronger on the other side of these hurtful situations that come up. But when you look on how your thoughts are impacted, how your emotions are impacted, and how your behavior pattern is impacted by holding on, the question is, would you want to be somebody that curses all the time, always in loud quarreling, angry, bitter, jealous all the time, carrying around this hate, thoughts are conflicted and evil? Like, does that describe you? Or do you want to live in that state? That's a serious question to think about. Like, do you want to stay in that state because of something that happened? And let's move on to the next thing and to see if you really want to stay there. So I think hold that thought for a bit. The impact of forgiveness on your life is that, one, according to Philippians 4:8, your thoughts will be praiseworthy, true, honorable, fair, pure, acceptable, and commendable. And here's a big thing. Your emotions will be at peace. Like, do you want anger, jealousy, and hatred with conflicting thoughts versus your emotions being at peace? And think about this now. Your behavior, you'll be patient, kind, not arrogant, not jealous, not selfish, not irritable, and you won't keep any record of wrong. So compare forgiveness on your thoughts versus holding a grudge, and make a comparison to see if you really want to live like that. Because when you're at peace, when you're at peace, when you let go, when you deal with these conflicts and you let it go as opposed to hold on, you will be a totally different person. According to Paul, you've become a new person. And if you think about this in verse 10, when it says that this new person is continually renewed. So think about that renewed part, underline that word renewed. That each day you'll be renewed, rejuvenated. And Prophet Isaiah said that those who wait on the Lord, their strength shall be renewed. So each day your strength will be renewed to step by step walk in this newness that God wants you to live. The previous verse says that you have gotten rid of the person you used to be and the life you used to live. So if you're currently in that state, you're hurt, God wants you to move away that type of life of living in hurt, to live in freedom, to be at peace. Because in Philippians 4 verse 8, it says that when you think about those things, then the peace of God will surpass it. All understanding will guard your heart, soul, and mind. And those thoughts and letting go of these things will create a hedge around your heart, your soul, and your mind. So imagine being at peace, being patient, being kind, not being arrogant, jealous, or selfish, or irritable, and you won't even keep any record of what happened. Imagine living a life like these incidents, like it never occur. It's never painful, and you're just free. That's the goal that God wants you to live when you trust Him and stick with Him and apply these principles of forgiveness whenever these situations happen from time to time. And the last thing we want to look on is, how do you actually let go of the grudge? First thing is to change the way you are living. Second thing is to change the way you think. And the third is to change the way you act. Paul says, you were taught to change the way you are living. The person you used to be will ruin you through the desires that deceive you. And he says further, it says, however, you were taught to have a new attitude. You were also taught to become a new person, created to be like God, truly righteous and holy. So changing the way you live, changing your thought pattern and your actions are the key to helping you overcome difficult situations. Because how you think about it, how you respond, and how you generally treat the situation will determine the outcome. So as you go about your week this week, think about this now. Are you dealing with the conflict by letting it go? Are you forgiving? Are you keeping record of wrong? Or are you patient, kind, and letting it go? Some things to think about as you go through your week this week. And as always, God bless and one love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.